We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Chris on the other side of the glass. We are on a myriad of stations in Southwest Florida. We call it the Scheman and Shepherd Radio Network. Also, you could listen on our app wherever you go. It's free. Download it, ESPN Southwest Florida. Our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can also listen live or go back in time and listen to missed broadcasts. And this Best of Scheman and Shepherd podcast out there. On Twitter, follow us at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PeteShep326. Phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line are 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Big stories of the day, Urban Meyer fired, and the NFL revamping its entire COVID policy. We've got several teams in jeopardy of not having enough players this weekend.
Well, Bears placed on the reserve COVID list today. Allen Robinson, tight end Jesse James, safety Eddie Jackson, running back Ryan Nall, wide receiver Isaiah Cutler, linebacker Joel I can't pronounce his name. Then Field just tweeted out, Field Yates, Ravens placed starting safety Chuck Clark on reserve COVID. That means all four of their starting secondary players from the start of this season are likely out for Sunday against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, as Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, and Deshaun Elliott are on IR.
Well, are they out? I mean, now they only have to have one negative test to come back if they're vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So,
but for him to say that means maybe they're not.
Right. Right. All right. And ironic, back for the game against Aaron Rodgers, who is not vaccinated. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, again, now, you know, no more than 15 people in the weight room. There's a lot of, you know, we're going to see. They're going to be watching. Big Brother's going to be watching this very closely to see if there's any violations. And we'll see if there are any.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we've got a round of Wikipedia. Next hour, Rick Horro, our sports business guru. We'll talk to him. Maybe he'll tell us how these lawyers are going to divvy up Urban Meyer's contract.
Mm.
Some 40 Cause, 50 million.
Moral turpitude.
Yeah, moral turpitude.
I'll come up with some other ones.
Well, I think kicking somebody is cause for termination.
I think
yeah,
so.
If it can be proven. And it had to be. I'm sure there had to be witnesses there that saw it. It's not like kickers stretch
with
the team.
Teammates in the HR department. And somebody will probably get fired at the HR department for not moving it up the flagpole.
Or maybe it was, and Shad Khan said, yeah, he's just a kicker. Maybe he did know about it and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. All right, we will do, we got a lot to catch up on, all that happening. But right now, almost 13 minutes past the hour. Let's get this train back.
Timely.
It's early.
It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
We got football tonight. Week 15 of the NFL season kicks off. The Chargers host the Chiefs from SoFi Stadium. We got coverage on ESPN Southwest Florida starting at 8. Kickoff is at 8:20. Some college football news. Former UCF quarterback Dylan Gabriel is transferring west, going to UCLA. Michigan State running back Kenneth Walker announced he will forego the Spartans bowl game and focus on preparing for the NFL draft. And Tom Brady signed 9 college players to Neil deals yesterday to promote his new apparel line called Brady.
One of them's Deion's kid. One of them's the Michigan quarterback.
Yeah. Cade McNamara.
Cade McNamara.
Yep. You've got a couple of tennis players, a hockey player from Boston College.
And, George Pickens from Georgia. Yep. Yeah. And the Coastal Carolina quarterback as well.
Nice. Speaking of Michigan, PlayMichigan.com is an online gambling site. They did a poll among their fans that like college football, and they said, who are the worst fans in college football? Not ironically, it wasn't Ohio State. They didn't, and this is in Michigan. Alabama came up number one because of their arrogance. Ohio State then to LSU 3, which I agree with, and Tennessee came in fourth. Remember, they had that ugly incident earlier this year, throwing stuff on the during Lane Kiffin's return, throwing stuff at him on the field and all that. But
it's just passion.
Just passion.
Well, you know what?
Big Ten fans wouldn't understand that. I get it. It makes sense.
It just means more in the SEC.
It does.
Is that what you're saying?
Sorry. Indiana's bad. Nobody cares. You know, anybody in the SEC is bad. Your coach is getting fired.
We care.
Daryl Bevel just confirmed to Mark Long, who writes for the AP, covers Jacksonville and the Gators. Daryl Bevel confirms Urban Meyer left the Jaguars facility after practice yesterday, never returned, leaving staff to prep without him. Heard they were in the dark as to where he was and what was happening.
Is anybody surprised?
No. And then my favorite one, this is for December 20th, 2018. Urban Meyer to co-teach character and leadership course at Ohio State after retiring. And remember, people were paying money up until very recently, actually, to go take that course to listen to him.
So wait a minute. So do you think Urban, as far as we know, he has not spoken to Daryl Bevel or any of his assistants. Do you think he lobs a courtesy text to any of them? I mean, he just belittled this entire staff, and now he's so embarrassed right now.
Yep.
Can't even say, hey, I'm fired, guys. Good luck. Thanks for helping me out. Nothing.
Nope.
Just never to be heard from again. That
Left.
Is awkward.
Snuck out the back door.
Awkward.
Yep. Daryl Bevel, Bevel confirms.
At least Chip Kelly said bye to Notre Dame.
At least put
or Brian Kelly, not Chip. Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
And Bobby Petrino at least left a note to the Atlanta Falcons, posted to the
amazing.
Locker.
Daryl Bevel confirms that Urban Meyer left the Jaguars facility after practice yesterday and never came back, never returned. Left the staff to prep without him. Heard they were in the dark as to where he was and what was happening.
It was like it wasn't a handwritten note to each Falcons player either. It was just
here's, to whom it may concern.
Here's the letter, print, and then 54 copies.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't know.
In retrospect, Urban probably should have resigned after the didn't fly home incident in the bar. That was what, week five.
Against
the Bengals on Thursday night after their loss. Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite exit of all time, and really it still is not, it's apples and oranges, but it revolves Deion Sanders, and Chris will remember this, but Craig will, when he hit the home run for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And he had to get on a plane. It's the middle of the game. He hits a home run for the Yankees, and low fives, high fives everybody. Out the door he goes, catch a flight for the Falcons, and he's in uniform.
Yep.
Was it that night or the next day? I think it was that day.
It was that day. There was one day he played two sports same day.
That was hysterical.
Thought he had a helicopter or something.
It's a home run or a score. I forget. He hit a home run or scored a winning run. Scored, and it's low fives everybody out on a plane and is playing a few hours later.
Prison Cred says, is Urban still Tebow's neighbor? Yes. They live in the same neighborhood in Jacksonville.
I would think that house is for sale.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they might want to settle down. Stay in Florida. Or, it's a nice gated community.
In Jacksonville?
Yeah. I know what neighborhood it is. It's a nice neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sure it's a beautiful neighborhood. I'm not throwing shade at the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm just saying maybe.
Bad memories. Get out of town.
Maybe North Florida is not the best place for Urban Meyer.
Okay, where can he go?
Well, he's a god because he's,
he can't go to the Midwest. He can't stay here.
Oh, why? I think he could still go to Columbus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll bet he still owns his house that he had, and usually those are given to you.
Yeah.
I bet he still has it.
Yeah, for sure.
A few little nuggets here real quick. Lakers guard Russell Westbrook has entered COVID protocols. By the way, the Lakers signed Isaiah Thomas, who had a big night last night in the G League. Good for him. I'm happy for him. Packers announced there'll be no public sale of tickets for potential home playoff games. They've all been claimed by season ticket holders.
Oh, okay.
And Albert Breer said, just got off a conference call with the league, and there's an interesting statistic. NFL CMO Dr. Alan Sills gave us, which he says only 20% of players were testing out of the COVID protocol within 10 days. Sills expects numbers to change with new standards based on a player's viral load.
Viral load?
Yeah.
New kind of load management.
Yeah.
Yes, Bald Eagle, we did, just before you started texting, we did mention Ohio State, Kentucky men's basketball in Vegas canceled due to the COCO.
But summing up with this Dr. Alan Sills, more restrictions and mask wearing, more players likely test out sooner with an altered science-based new threshold for testing and back to part of the virtual nature of meetings like last year. But I think the big key there is more players likely test out sooner with an altered science-based new threshold for testing.
Just moved here, guy says.
Turn and cough.
Urban has a house on Siesta Key. Rumor is that people showed up at the house a few hours ago.
Ooh.
It's a good place to get away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe when we left practice yesterday, that's where we ended up.
It's a long drive, but yeah.
Well,
I would have got up in the morning after a good night's rest.
Good night rest.
After getting fired.
Yeah. Get a good breakfast in your belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you hit the road.
Yeah. Probably there for a late lunch.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. Doubt you keep that sort of place stocked with food, though.
But that's hard. You just make the drive, and then you got to go grocery shop. And it's just you two.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in public.
Well, maybe they do the online order.
Heady play. How
yeah.
Delivered.
Yeah, probably do that. They could probably afford the fees.
Yeah. Maybe your guy's available that delivers in your neighborhood.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
He's out. Banned.
Oh,
not
goodness.
Anymore.
All right.
Well, there's something that Mike Giardi said. I know Trevor Lawrence hasn't had the season anyone envisioned, but he's handling himself like a pro, get the right leadership in place, and then he'll be what we thought he could be. That's because Demetrius Harvey, again, another one who covers Gators and Jags reporter, asked him, I guess, minutes ago.
Yeah.
He says, I respect Coach Meyer. He drafted me, so that'll always be there. I wish him nothing but the best.
That's about the friendliest noncommittal thing you could say.
He also said, on the noise and outside drama, responded, I think we've done a good job as a team of really keeping things internal. I totally agree. And it must have been so difficult being said. I mean, that
yeah,
had,
other than
that
his,
had to be
other
something.
Than his comment talking about, you know, the running back situation, he you could tell he's well coached on how to handle it. He's been in the national spotlight for 4 years because he's played in the biggest games in college football. He's had Dabo as his coach. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders on how to handle this stuff as best you can.
No, absolutely. No question about it. Emory Jones said he's going to play in the Gasparilla Bowl and then enter the transfer portal. It's a little odd.
Who's that?
Emory Jones.
Oh, he's going to play and then transfer.
Play. Will he play?
Why play?
Will Napier play him?
Is Napier coaching?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Napier's coaching Louisiana. He's still coaching his bowl game, I think, with Louisiana.
So really?
Yeah, I thought that was. I thought that was.
No, he coached his conference championship game. But
okay, maybe
I
that was it.
Imagine
maybe that
the
was
Gators
it.
Would let.
Oh, yeah,
him
maybe that was it. Maybe
coach
that was
another
it.
Team when he's under contract with them, because their conference championship game was December 4th. He was introduced December 5th.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Regardless, it's still interesting that he's playing in that.
Yeah, that is a little bizarre.
Although he hasn't decided where to transfer yet, so maybe he thinks he's going to
show off his wares a little
bit. Yeah.
But again, if you're Florida, why play him?
I wouldn't play him.
You're giving him reps for
you're giving
to go
reps
be better
else.
Somewhere else. I
mean, in practice reps. That's, yeah, this is prime practice time right now.
Let Richardson take all those.
Yeah.
And all right, to reiterate one more time, because keep getting to a vaccinated NFL player who tests positive and is asymptomatic can now return with two negative PCR tests, both taken as soon as the next day. A negative PCR test and a negative rapid test taken as soon as the next day, or two negative rapid tests taken as soon as the next day.
All right. When we come back, I'd like to actually play some sound and preview tonight's Thursday night football game.
That'd
that matters
nice.
To anybody.
Yes.
It's like eighth on the list. We've got Chiefs Chargers tonight.
I'm told that site that everybody asked us about for Shekels and everything else.
It's back up?
It might be back up. They're saying 5 o'clock now, Eastern time.
5 o'clock? I got to make a pick on the radio by 5:45.
You can still make the pick. You know. It's, you
I don't know the lines. The over-unders.
You can find the lines
I
on
need
any site.
Let's go. By the way, as we are winding down the year, 2 weeks left in 2021, if you could believe it, a great time to review your insurance policies, your homeowners, your flood, your car, your boat, your motorcycles, your toys. Call Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. He'll get you all squared away for whatever life throws your way in 2022. I've switched all my policies. In fact, tweaked one the other day. Very easy to do. And he'll show you how to bundle everything, save money, and get better coverage. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. One of the fastest growing agents in the country. It's big time. He's blowing up. It's huge. But he's right here. He's local. He's one of us here in Southwest Florida. Be ready for whatever 2022 sends your way. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. Call him 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for spending your Thursday with us. Coming up next hour, Rick Horro, our sports business guru, will be with us. We've got Wikipedia coming up in just a few moments. And with Urban Meyer being fired and COVID spreading like wildfire throughout the NFL, we've been an hour and a half. We haven't really talked about tonight's Chiefs-Chargers game.
Real quick before we get into that, Josina Anderson, she says a few minutes ago, I'm told more COVID-19 positives return for the Browns as personnel has been informed. More details forthcoming. Ravens secondary against Aaron Rodgers right now. Cornerback Anthony Averett has 19 career starts. Cornerback Chris Westry has 2 starts. Safety Brandon Stevens, 7 starts. Safety Geno Stone, no starts. I would jump on Green Bay right now if you're able to.
Well, my site that I use is down for maintenance at the moment.
Well, it is. That's for most of us.
Very inconvenient.
And finally, this little nugget. In 2015, the NFL canceled, remember this, canceled a fantasy football convention in Las Vegas because it was going to be held in a casino with a sports book in it.
Oh.
2024, Las Vegas will host the Super Bowl.
Yay. Good times.
All right, now let's talk about the game.
Which could be the last game ever in the history of the NFL with the way this Coco's going.
Why do you even say that?
Because if I say it, then it won't happen. I don't want to jinx it. I don't know. Reverse jinx.
Fact.
Thank you. I think. Wait a minute. I just dissed myself. All right. Chiefs 9-4 at Chargers 8-5, 8:20 tonight. Chris, help me out. So that's 8 o'clock airtime tonight or 7:30?
No.
Eight.
I got it right.
On Thursdays.
Yeah, it's 7:30 on Mondays.
Way to go.
Thank you. Season's 3 quarters over. I'll get it.
More.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Justin Herbert. He says the Chargers have the right focus tonight against the Chiefs.
Every opportunity is a great opportunity for us to go play football, and we're always trying to be at our best regardless of the game. And, you know, the Chiefs definitely present a lot of challenges for us because, you know, they've got an incredible defense, a great offense, and they're really well coached. And, you know, it's going to require us to watch a lot of film, prepare the right way during practice, during film, during weights, recovery. It doesn't matter. We have to be perfect, and we have to be on our game so that we have any chance come Thursday.
And remember, back on September 26th, Herbert connected on a 40-touchdown pass. Mike Williams, 32 seconds to go, and the Chargers rallied for a 30-24 victory.
I still marvel at his 61-yard pass to Guyton, most of that in the air last weekend. Here is Herbert again. He says the Chiefs' defense, they are the real deal.
Well, I think they've always been pretty good, you know, and I think early on their record wasn't matching how well they were playing. And, you know, they've really turned it on and they've played really consistent football. And I think that's the toughest part about their defense is, you know, they're going to get after you and they're going to play coverage and they're going to do all these things very well. And they're really well coached. And when you match it up with the guys that they have on defense, you know, it pairs for a really, really good defense.
We just played that.
We play the same cut back to back?
Yes.
Every opportunity is a great. Well, I think they've always been pretty good.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? I thought he said the exact same. Then he maybe just said the exact same thing.
I might have hit the wrong button. They're different cuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, here's Patrick Mahomes. This game is redemption for our offense and the Chiefs.
The entire offense understands that. I mean, we had a chance, especially late in the game, to go down there and score points and win it. And we just kind of – we kept just turning the ball over, if it was interceptions, fumbles, or whatever it was. So we understand that we have another chance at it now. And it's a big game. kind of at the top of that AFC West division. And it'll mean a lot as you try to get into the playoffs. And so we'll come in with that mentality of trying to play our best football, executing at a high level, and trying to have the intensity to go out there and win the game.
Okay. Catch fever tonight. Well, yeah. Don't catch fever. Don't
no.
Do that. Don't do that. Gotta watch myself. So many things going on, and they're all bad. All right, Chris, what are you watching here? Chavez and Eve in the 93rd minute.
Chelsea and Everton.
Okay, it's the tide at one.
Who won 7-0 yesterday?
That was Man City beat Leeds 7-0.
Leeds sucks.
Wow.
Well, they're a fun team to watch. They don't.
Not yesterday.
They know that that's the reason they're fun, is they don't really care about defense. They're going to throw a lot of numbers forward, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. They play the teams at the bottom of the league the same way they play the best teams in Europe. Wide open, and they're fun to watch.
So they only care about offense?
Yeah.
And they scored zero.
Well, yeah.
Nil. Nil.
Yeah.
Not NIL. Nil.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up the most goals in the league last year by a pretty wide margin. Mm. But they score a lot, so they're a fun team to watch.
Are they going to lose their affiliation at this pace?
I don't think so. I haven't looked at the table.
See, a year ago, Craig Sheeman doesn't ask that question.
No, you're right. You're right. Table.
Between you and Ted Lasso, I know the deal. By the way, Pete, you sent me Ted Lasso did a 5-minute claymation Christmas
isn't that
special.
Cool?
That was awesome. I enjoy that immensely.
No, right now Leeds is 16th. 18 through 20 get relegated in the English Premier League. But one of those bottom three teams in the table, Newcastle United, mm-hmm. just sold for billions of dollars. And they might be kicked out of the Premier League next year.
Really?
Yeah. New ownership would not be very happy if that happened.
General Lane just tweeted out something interesting from Shaquille Griffin, cornerback for Jacksonville, said he feels like the Jaguars' next head coach needs to be someone, quote, who actually believes in what the players are saying and that it's, quote, not a one-man show.
Ouch. Don't want the dictator type. They want a player's coach.
Well, I think they want – that will accept some input at times.
I want a grown-up in that job.
Yeah.
I want a grown-up who has done it before.
Who's handled men, not boys.
I wouldn't
go Eric Bieniemy.
I wouldn't go Eric Bieniemy.
Jim Caldwell or Byron. Well, Byron hasn't been a head coach.
I wouldn't go Byron. I wouldn't go McDaniels. Well, McDaniels, I guess, has been a head coach. I can't imagine him leaving
Foxborough.
Well,
where would you go? Would you took Dan Quinn? That way?
I would get a retread. I would
Jim
get
Caldwell?
Jim Caldwell.
I think Jeff Fisher is a name that needs to be floated around. Just provide some stability.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's just.
What's wrong with him? Why is he blackballed?
Because he's too average. He's too
average.
But
a lot of coaches are average, and they get third and fourth chances.
Well, you know,
the way it ended with the Rams, I don't know, because like I said, there was a time where for me that I thought he was the second best coach in the league, and
if
Belichick wasn't coaching the Patriots, I always wanted him. All right, it ended badly in with the Rams, but all right, a lot of things end badly. It is interesting. I don't know if he burned a whole lot of bridges along the way. He doesn't seem like the type of guy that would. Yeah. I know it got a little salty there at the end, but that was a lot. You're right. It's interesting how – and he's wanted to come back. There's no doubt about
he's
that.
He's practically begging to come back. He was all over the – not the USFL, the AAF. You always see him at games. I mean, he just – in the stands. I mean, he just wants back in football.
From Shaquille Griffin.
Marvin Lewis, that might be a name. I mean, he wasn't bad at Cincinnati.
Got to the playoffs every year.
It was just the time was up. Like it was, they went as far with that nucleus as they could go, and they decided to tear it down. Like I think that's a name that makes a lot of sense. That's the type of name I would want. I don't want the Jags going for headlines anymore. They need to bring stability. They need to bring NFL people into that organization and let them build an NFL franchise, right. Not whatever they've turned themselves into.
They need it. They need an NFL coach or a coach that is going to, I think, has to be offensive minded. And I'd like to know at some point what Trent Baalke has to say in all of this. If he didn't want Urban, was he overruled? Is he going to keep his job? Quickly, more from Shaquille Griffin. Cool. We need a head coach that actually believes in what the players are saying, that we can all make this work, and it's not a one-man show. I feel like sometimes head coaches think they can flip it on their own and forget about us.
Disgruntled Seminole says Lovie Smith and Green Falcons says Todd Bowles. Those are both defensive guys. I think you got to have an
I
offensive
don't
guy.
Hate Todd Bowles. I got to be on. I don't need a genius. I need somebody to come in and show that young team this is how NFL teams operate day to day. There's not calling people out in meeting rooms unless it's warranted and you do it in a professional way. Right. We're not kicking our kicker while he's stretching before practice. We are getting NFL people in here. I don't need the new and craziest offense for Trevor Lawrence to try to learn.
They got to get an offensive-minded coach, Chris. They have to. Or at least hire a coordinator. If you go Bowles, then you got to get an offensive-minded something.
I don't agree with them having to hire anything. They need to hire somebody that knows how to put a team together. I don't care if it's offense or defense. Go out and get yourself an OC, or if it's an offensive mind, go out and get yourself a DC. Go get Vic Fangio if he gets fired from Denver this year. But
Matt Nagy.
Enough of this pushing the envelope, trying to get the new, hot, sexy hire. No. Get a grown-up in charge.
Eric Bieniemy is going to get a job, and I think he deserves a shot. And I'd love to see him coach Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence. That's how I feel about it.
I think everything you guys have said points to—
He comes from good stock. That has to count for something.
So did Matt Nagy.
Okay, but not everybody's Matt Nagy.
Doug Peterson. Those are the last two Kansas City OCs that have gone on to be head coaches.
Okay, but there have been other assistants that have gone on. Sean Payton was an assistant coach, too, at one point.
Andy Reid assistants?
Well, I'm not just talking to Andy Reid assistants. I am
talking because I think Eric Bieniemy deserves a shot. I think it would be a disaster for Jacksonville, and it would be a disaster for Eric Bieniemy, and that's not fair to him. He needs to go somewhere that's got a built offense ready to go.
But any team that fires your coach— probably doesn't have that. Do they? Houston won't have it unless Deshaun Watson comes back. Is the Bears going to have it?
I think the Bears are a hell of a lot closer, specifically with the talent.
Yeah,
I think the Vikings are an interesting job.
Vikings could be an interesting job, yeah.
It's not Barron. Yeah. It's not Barron.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Vikings fan says Zimmer would be a great fit there. I agree. That's the type of coach I want. I don't need, like, Kellen Moore is a great young offensive mind in the league. It wouldn't work in Jacksonville. Like, he's too young. Same thing all over again, even with Bieniemy. Like, he's been an OC for 4 years.
So I've digested everything you guys have said and what you want for the perfect candidate. Sounds like then it must be Matt Patricia.
No,
Dabo Sweeney. Watch. He can't possibly go Dabo Sweeney. He can't.
Mortgage it won't be Dabo.
I would too.
You can't do that.
I'm just wondering who's advising him. Who's advising him on this?
I think it's him and Belky in a small room.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I think it's got to be more than
that. Who's over there?
Like I said, I call somebody else outside the orders. Like I said, Tony Dungy. Call him up and ask his opinion or other people that he respects. You know, if he doesn't want the job, how about maybe name a few people that do? I like the Caldwell idea.
Caldwell is interesting. That keeps coming back. It's
remember, he was hired by the Dolphins when Brian Flores got hired.
He had a health problem or something.
And left, and he hasn't been in coaching since.
Yeah, so
he was out of the league in 2020 and is not in the league this year. At least his Wikipedia says so.
He has coached Peyton Manning and Matthew Stafford as a head coach. But you're right. There might be more to that story. Like, is he healthy? I don't know. All right. It is time to play Wikipedia. Are we ready? Here's what we're doing. Yeah. We're doing something a little different today. Now, you two always cringe when I come up with something different. Mm-hmm. Instead of the same old.
It's not true.
Yeah, you cringe a lot. As my program director, you cringe a lot at me.
I judge it on the basis of your topic.
Today's topic, this is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, Pete Shepard. I think you're familiar with this in 1773.
This is such a waste of proper tea.
So we're going to do things that have to do with the letter T. Maybe their name starts with a T. Maybe there's a T in the name, something like that. Obvious. It'll be fun. It'll be light. We should almost ace this test. This should be easy.
This is going to be subject for interpretation. I could already tell.
I don't think so. I tried hard to not make any interpretation.
But it has nothing to do with the Boston Tea Party.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
These are things that have to do with the letter T or start with the letter T.
It's like Sesame Street.
A little bit. It should be simple.
The letter T. It's very clearly defined.
This show is sponsored by the letter T.
Yes.
And number 5.
So it's brought to you by Biggie's Place. How about not 5, number 9? We need caller number 9.
All right, number 9, yeah. Why not?
Win free food from Biggie's Place in Fort Myers off Fowler. We need caller number 9. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Good luck. Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. On this day in history, December 16th, 1773, the famous Boston Tea Party down by the harbor. In the harbor. There you go, Scotty Too Hottie. I'm doing requests now. All right. We're going to do things that have to do with the letter T. Maybe it starts with the letter T. Maybe it just, you'll get a hang of it real quick. Our contestant caller number 9 is Reed in the Cape. Reed, welcome. How are you?
Reed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Pete, you're at a huge disadvantage today.
Okay.
Why is that?
Why?
Well, the letter T is in my top 5 favorite letters. So, I mean, I know it all.
Okay.
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 All right.
Got confidence out of the box here. All right, Reed, you get to go first. First one of 3 correct answers is a winner. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
This A-teamer used to say, "I pity the fool."
That would be Mr. T.
Mr. T is the correct answer. There you go.
Very good.
1-0. All right, Pete Shepherd, I'm actually handicapping this particular question. It's the hardest one on the list. If you get this, it's all downhill from here. This Detroit Piston was an unsung hero and teammate of Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace on their 2004 championship team. His first name started with T.
2004?
Yep. He was a starter, so it's not like I pulled the 12th guy off the bench.
17 years ago, 2004. Say the names again that he was with.
Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace. So not the bad boys. This is the later championship team in 2004.
Yeah. Trish.
No. Reed in the Cape, your chance to steal. Detroit Piston, unsung hero, teammate of Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, and Ben Wallace during the 2004 championship season.
Skinny forward, could shoot. Drive a little bit.
Tayshaun Prince. Yes! Tayshaun Prince. Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. Tayshaun Prince.
Very good.
All right. This question is for Reed for the sweep and the win. The largest two-legged dinosaur in the Jurassic Park movies.
Like, this is almost too easy. Like, I might want to answer this wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That is correct. T-Rex is the correct answer.
Oh, my goodness.
3-0. Good job, Reed.
Mr. T and T-Rex. God bless you.
And Tayshaun Prince.
And Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah, I know, but
it's been a while since we had a sweep.
Good job.
You guys know me by another name. I'm also Bleeding Ears.
Bleeding Ears. Okay. Game of Thrones guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Game of Thrones guy. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We haven't seen you on the fix line lately. All right. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it, Reed. Thanks.
I got it, fellas.
All right. All right. Let's go down the rest of the list for fun. Let's see here. Okay. I know you'll know this one. This late Kennedy was a longtime senator from Massachusetts.
Let the word go forth, Ted.
Ted Kennedy. Yep. Correct. This former Michigan quarterback won Super Bowls with 2 teams.
Tom Brady.
That's correct. This Super Bowl winner actually played in a Super Bowl for the Broncos with a migraine headache.
Say this again.
This Super Bowl winner.
Oh, Terrell Davis.
Yes.
Yeah.
This diva wide receiver once did sit-ups in his driveway during a press conference.
First name's T.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you say. Say it again.
This diva wide receiver once did sit-ups in his driveway.
This is recent.
During a
not
press
too long
conference.
Ago, I don't think.
He played for the Niners, the Eagles, the Cowboys.
Oh, T.O. Yeah.
Cowboys.
I would have got there.
Bills.
This Yankees catcher tragically lost his
Thurman
life.
Thurman Munson.
Yes. This Bills running back had Barry Sanders
Thurman
as his
Thomas.
Backup at Oak State. And this Hall of Fame pitcher for the Braves and the Mets.
Tom Seaver. Oh, no. Sorry. No. Hall of Fame pitcher for the Braves and the Mets.
You had the Tom, right?
I know.
Yeah, Tom is correct.
Yeah, Tom.
Starts with a G.
No, Glavin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tom Glavin.
Parents grew up not too far from where he left Massachusetts.
All right, what do we think about that, boys?
That's pretty good.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Something a little different? Chris, you're nodding yes. You're wincing. I can't tell. I need feedback.
I thought it was fun.
It was very easy.
Well, apparently not. My man got swept here today.
Yeah, because of a brain fart.
Well, that's what's fun about
Dopey's
it.
Dopey's like, T.O., come on, Pete. Look, I'm sorry. It takes me a couple seconds sometimes. You guys want answers in like 2 seconds.
Well, yeah.
God, you guys are all the same. You get on the show. It's all different.
No.
Yeah.
I think we could have gone with the like a wider net, cast a wider net. You were onto something with the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and Mr. T.
Yeah, what?
Well, no one's getting T-Rex wrong, and no one's getting Mr. T wrong. Nobody's getting those wrong.
If you're young, you might get Mr. T wrong.
Yeah, nobody watched the A-Team if you're under the
age
of 35.
But they redid the movie.
Yeah, but
not
it wasn't Mr. T. It was Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, that's played, true. BJ. Yeah, his name
is that his name?
Yeah, BJ. Yep, I forget his.
I mean, we went politics.
Yep.
We had Ted Kennedy. We did football. We had baseball. I don't know, Chris. I thought it was pretty wide ranging of my part.
I'm trying to think. Right, you know, I'm trying to think of Glavin in a Met uniform. What was that, a year?
No,
not last year. I'm saying, he wasn't there.
No, he played a little while there. In fact,
for the Mets,
sure. That's when he left the Braves.
Oh, I know that, but I don't think he played all the. It could be.
Played a significant time of his career there.
No. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm wrong. Hang on. I'm looking it up. Mets. Oh, yeah. He played 2003-2007. Yeah. And then went back to the Braves. That's what he went back to the Braves in 2008.
Yeah.
But he made his bones with Atlanta.
That's 5 years with the Mets.
Yeah.
If you were going to go.
God, that doesn't seem that long.
T names, I'd have gone double T's.
Mel Ott.
Oh, I was thinking like Tim Thomas.
Oh, that.
Oh. Well,
Hooters having the Spider-Man traffic sucks. Yeah, B.A. Baracus. That's right. Life goals.
B.A.
Yeah,
yes.
B.A. B.S. B.A.
Full disclosure, I got called into a meeting like super late into my show prep time, and I couldn't spend a lot of time on that. I could have done what you suggested.
Yeah. But, by the way,
yeah.
New A-Team, well, the redone A-Team with Bradley Cooper and Liam Neeson. Did you see it?
No.
I did.
I don't even remember
that. It was okay.
I thought it was good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, it's a reboot, so it's not like groundbreaking or anything, but it had some comedic relief, some good explosions in it, and follow the storyline.
Good times.
Yeah, I liked the movie. I enjoyed it very much.
Life goals with the text trying to trip me up. He said, I should have done a question about pterodactyl, but that starts with a P, and that would have been all sorts of controversy. It's a silent P.
Yeah.
All right, Rick Harrell coming up, our sports business guru. We got more on tonight's game, Thursday night
What's
football.
The matter? What's
We're late.
Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.